The work of librarians, archivists, collectors, and the curious has helped develop archives of deep memory, the essence of our culture that needs to be preserved. We envision archiving as a democratic process. Yes, prioritize, but find a home for everything that we may need to revisit in our imagined future. I'm DJ Frederick. Welcome to the Ancient Analog Archive, a project of Imaginary Stations and the Radio Thrift Shop. Let's visit the streets of New York with archivist Tony Schwartz as he visits Washington Square.
At the downtown end of Fifth Avenue is Washington Square Park, sometimes considered the NYU campus, a starting point for many bus lines, a beat for mothers in their baby carriages. The square is also a center for young folk music fanciers. Any pleasant Sunday, you will find the fountain area of the square may be filled with individuals and small groups playing and singing for the many bystanders.
Well, I go down the square usually on Sundays in the summertime or in the spring and take my collie dog with me, and we go down the square and we hop in over the stone partition there in the circle. And there's usually a lot of people there. And we sing. Well, I first sang in front of people in Washington Square Park when I was about 16. And I used to sing with people, and then I got brave enough to sing by myself. And I loved it. It usually opens around, I think, early part of June or late part of April. And somewhere around then, until all summer, you know. It's usually strongest just before the kids go away to camp, and just when they come back from camp. On a Sunday afternoon around 1 o'clock. You have to have a permit, too. Somebody in the group has to get a permit so we can sing in the park.
Now I know that King Edward, he was noble and great, but his love would cause him to abdicate. It was love, it's love alone that caused King Edward to leave his throne. Now I know that my mommy, she is going to grieve, but I cannot help it, for I'm bound to leave. It was love, it's love alone that caused King Edward to leave his throne. Tomorilla, tomorilla, here upon my mind, I say I cannot leave Miss Simpsons behind. It was love, it's love alone that caused King Edward to leave his throne. Now if a plane and a ship they do not carry me free, I will walk with Miss Simpson here across the sea. It was love, it's love alone that caused King Edward to leave his throne. Now before in the annals of all history does one find such example of intensity. It was love, oh love alone that caused King Edward to leave his throne. You hear the organ roll, you hear the church bell ring, you say good luck to a second bachelor king. It was love, oh love alone that caused King Edward to leave his throne. On the 10th of December you all heard the talk when they gave the throne to the Duke of York. It was love, oh love alone that caused King Edward to leave his throne. Now they both are the victims of circumstance, for they are forced to live in the south of France. It was love, oh love alone that caused King Edward to leave his throne. It was love alone that caused King Edward to leave his throne.
Gypsy in a fortune-telling place. I met a little gypsy voice in a fortune-telling place. She read my mind, and Lord, she slapped my face. Hear that old freight train blow. Down to the depot and I looked upon the wall. I went down to the depot, boys, and I looked upon the wall. Read good times here, children, much better on down the road. Can't do me, mama, like you done for shine. You can't do me, mama, like you done for shine. You know you took poor shine's woman, but you sure Lord can't take mine. Now watch the old freight train. Thank you.
The Musicians of Washington Park in New York, as recorded by Tony Schwartz, from the album Music in the Streets, released on Folkways Records in 1957. This is DJ Frederick. You're tuned to the Ancient Analog Archive, and we're delving deep into the world of recordings that can be found on archive.org.
I haven't got a heart, but I've got a palpitation.
As Monica the Forest, I don't like the situation.
Are you going to stand around and let him fill us full of horror?
I'd like to roar him down, but I think I've lost my roar.
You're listening to Jitterbug, a Decca recording from 1939, and you're on the Soundbeat.
It's a what's this? It's a what?
Man, remember this scene in the movie?
Who's that?
Nope, you don't. It was cut. It was originally conceived of as a way to get hipper audiences interested in the film. The jitterbug craze was sweeping the nation, and the scene had Dorothy and pals dancing wildly after being bitten by, well, a jitterbug. But the film ran over time, and cuts had to be made. Yep, 5 weeks to rehearse and film. Then, poof. It's remained a popular inclusion for stage productions, and in 1995, a grainy home video of the original scene, shot by composer Harold Arlen, was released. But they missed a spot. In the film, the Wicked Witch tells the flying monkeys that she sent a little insect to take the fight out of the fearsome foursome. It's one of a couple of continuity errors in the film. Want to see more? Go to soundbeat.org right now. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive, Syracuse University Library. I'm Brett Barry.
Here's something very local to me on archive.org. A gentleman named Paul Belanger, who lived in Lancaster, New Hampshire, which is just a few miles down the road from here, recorded an album back around 1980 called The Old Man of the Mountain, which was, of course, the famous profile on Cannon Mountain here in Franconia Notch, the symbol of New Hampshire for something like 12,000 years, long before New Hampshire was a state. As of the recording of this broadcast in 2025, Paul Belanger is still alive. He's 102 years old, and he lives in the town of Gene Autry, Oklahoma. And he is still making music, primarily yodeling.
Way up north on Cannon Mountain in New Hampshire, where the wind blows free, there's the oldest man, old man of the mountain. Way up north with the birds and the bees, he's way up high, he's made of stone. He was made by God and God alone. All the people come to see his face. So bright, and the purple fins rest by his side, and the sweet lilac in the valley below, our granite state, clear waters flow. He stands the cold when the cold wind blows, the icicles form on his granite nose. He loves it there with his maid, 'cause she's a cross.
Forgotten LPs.
Back in 1968, a musician named Paul Parrish released a very cool album called The Forests of My Mind. Very experimental and stretching the boundaries of what was known as psychedelic folk. He followed that recording up in 1971 with an album simply entitled Songs, released on Warner Brothers Records. Some of the musicians on Paul Parrish's songs included Jim Snodgrass on clarinet, George Bell on drums, Dick Rossimini on guitar, Danny Cohen on harmonica, Verley Mills on harp, and John Beeland on guitar. Let's drop the needle and listen to a few tracks from the album Songs.
There is one man I know. There are none to help him go. And he's going down the low road every day. There are two men I see, and what lies between makes three. They'll be coming down the high road every day. Well, there are three, there are four, and there surely will be more. They'll be coming down the high road every day. Walking slow, running fast, see the love between them pass. They'll be coming down the high road any day. Hand in hand, singing loud, as their voices touch the clouds, they'll be coming down the high road any day. So the story goes, there lived a simple man. He was a carpenter by trade, though the best things that he made were never found in wood. They would find him at his work in the morning, in the dark, before the sun arose. Before the sun arose. Many years ago, so the story goes, there lived a good man. They say his words were made of gold, and his arms were made to hold the sorrows of the world. That there was something in his eyes that was likened to the skies before the sun arose. Before the sun arose. So many years ago, so the story goes, there lived a great man. They say he walked upon the sea, and he taught men to be free, to love their fellow man. That he spoke unto their lives, and he opened up their eyes before the sun arose. Before the sun arose.
But but they didn't like the carpenter, and they said he was no good. So they took him out one cold Friday, and they nailed him to his wood. And they said, "Come down, ye carpenter," and they laughed and mocked his name. But he only shook his head at them, for he loved them just the same. Then the sun went behind the cloud, and lightning filled the air, and a voice cried out within the crowd, "Was a God really there?" Many years ago, so the story goes, there lived a simple man. He was a carpenter by trade, though the best things that he made were never found in wood. They would find him at his work in the morning, in the dark, before the sun arose. And the sun arose.
Music by Paul Parrish from his 1971 LP, Songs, here on the Ancient Analog Archive. And all of the music that we play here on the Ancient Analog Archive can be found and downloaded on archive.org.
This is Bird Note. If you're trying to spot a bird, you should look up, right? While it's true that there are many beautiful birds to see in the sky, plenty of species are easier to find by keeping your eyes and ears to the ground. For birds like this spotted towhee, the forest floor is like a grocery store stocked with protein-packed insects and fatty berries ripe for the picking. Like many sparrows, the towhees use their powerful feet to kick up leaf litter beneath dense underbrush. If you come across a roadside mudflat or crop field, check to see if any of those scattered rocks are on the move. These open habitats are great stopover sites for migratory shorebirds looking for rest and a meal. Songbirds, like these American pipits, are also frequent visitors. Their tan-brown feathers help them blend into the background as they scuttle about, often bobbing their tails as they go. Pipits are so well-suited to traveling on foot that they've got extra-long claws on their back toes to keep steady on rough terrain. Even some colorful songbirds prefer to skulk. You might think this Kentucky warbler's bright yellow throat would be easy to find in the swampy woodlands it calls home, but he's happy to sing to the high heavens with both feet on solid ground. For Bird Note, I'm Ariana Rimmel.
Old-time radio.
Well, it may not exactly be old-time radio, but I think we're going to do a segment now with our friend Willis Conover, who presented jazz for four decades on The Voice of America, but also did some work on many other radio projects, including one for the U.S. Navy, which was called Travel the World in Song. It was broadcast on the Armed Forces Radio and Television Service but also recorded on a 6-LP set, which is available on archive.org. So let's travel the world in song with Willis Conover, Destination Brazil.
The men and women of the United States Navy invite you to join them as they travel the world in song. This is Willis Conover, your host for a visit to Brazil. Many American sailors grew up hearing their parents humming songs from the movie Flying Down to Rio. Rio de Janeiro seemed an impossibly faraway place. It's a city of legendary beauty, so beautiful that the Brazilians refused to leave it, although their new capital, Brasilia, some 600 miles away, offers all sorts of incentives in higher pay, better living conditions, better entertainment, and cheaper food. Many Brazilians would rather have the beauties of Rio than the more practical advantages of any other place. And most American sailors agree, Rio is no longer impossibly far away. It is almost impossibly beautiful. as his ship comes to rest in the harbor of Rio de Janeiro, the Navy man has an incomparable sight of the city. It's protected by mountains. In some places, they extend right to the shoreline of the bay. Sugarloaf Mountain dominates the area, standing some 1,200 feet high at the entrance to the harbor. But Corcovado is world famous as the mountain dominated by a gigantic figure of Jesus Christ, arms outstretched, protecting the city and the bay. So large, the statue is visible from every part of Rio. The name Copacabana is famous from Miami to New York and back. But the Copacabana, the original one, is a great semi-circular beach, edged with resort hotels. It's been famous for years, and a great favorite of songwriters. Not too far away from Copacabana Beach, there's another beach which has suddenly become famous, Ipanema, the Brazilian music, sweet, sad and joyous at the same time, like the Brazilian people. Our men in navy blue may spend the day at the beach, but in the evening there's no place to be but the city itself. Rio's clubs offer spectacular productions, unequaled for the price in most cities at home. No expense is spared in Rio to entertain in the continental manner, and the clubs are jammed. There's always a good sprinkling of navy blue uniforms among the Brazilians. They enjoy their nightlife as thoroughly as any people do. And in this respect, too, Rio rivals Paris, London, and New York. Next week, another country, another people, another musical experience, as the men and women of the United States Navy travel the world in song. This is Willis Connell.
Exploring Science in the Sea. If you want to avoid sharks, then steer clear of the mountains. No, we're not talking about the next Sharknado movie. It's underwater mountains, called seamounts, that you want to avoid. A recent study found there were 40 times more sharks around a couple of shallow seamounts than in the surrounding open ocean. Researchers spent about 20 months perusing three seamounts near Ascension Island, a lonely spot in the South Atlantic Ocean. The peaks of two of the seamounts rose to within a few hundred feet of the surface, while the third was deeper. Scientists studied life in the region with underwater video cameras, surface counts, and sonar scans, and they placed tracking devices on several sharks and tunas. They found that all forms of life were more abundant around the two shallower seamounts, from the tiniest organisms all the way up to top-level predators. But the higher up the food web, the greater the abundance compared to the open ocean. Some of the tagged sharks and tunas hung around a single seamount. A few others made appearances at both, and one intrepid shark journeyed up to 85 miles out to sea. The researchers aren't sure why there's such a concentration of sharks and other life at the seamounts. Currents may push more prey up the sides of the mountains, attracting larger fish. Or perhaps the currents just make it harder for prey to escape. Whatever the reason, the sharks just loved hanging around these underwater mountains. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas and is available as a weekly podcast at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
You've joined the Digital Green Preservation Society here at the Radio Village of the Ancient Analog Archive, and I'm DJ Frederick, and we're digging into an LP by the group Bateau, released on Columbia Records back in 1973. Bateau was released on cassette and CD and 8-track over the years, so it's quite a popular album featuring music by David Bateau and Robin Bateau, who were from the Boston area. The album includes Reeds and Flute by Tom Scott, drums by Andy Newmark, and it's just an absolutely gorgeous, gorgeous album. So let's hear a couple more tracks from Bateau. Here's Lady of the Lake.
know there's someone in the room, someone that I love. It's feeling strange, I can't explain. It's something I'm part of. Lovely, lovely lady, how I love you. Lovely, lovely lady of the lake. She's reaching out to hand to me, to show me that she's real. Looking through the mirror, that is me and what I feel. Lovely, lovely lady, how I love you. Lovely, lovely lady of the lake. Winter. Winter, ooh. I talk to her in silence, and to me she understands. Like a wind upon a wind chime, the music that expands. Lovely, lovely lady, how I love you. Lovely, lovely lady of the lake. Living's worth loving. I think it's begun. Today I am giving love to someone. We wrote our songs for beggars. We wrote our songs for God. Oh yeah. Living's worth loving. I think it's begun. Today I am giving love to someone. Dance. We'll play the morning music. Elf man, say, ring around the children. Oh yeah. Days went on forever, all night long. Songs were sang. Felt like we belong. Living's worth loving. I think it's begun. Today I am giving love to someone. Man, dance. We'll play the morning music. Elf man, sing. Ring round the children. Oh yeah, yeah. Living's worth loving. I think it's begun.
Living's Worth Loving from the Bateau LP, released on Columbia Records in 1973, and yes, you can find it on archive.org. Well, this is DJ Frederick. We've come to the end of program 006. If you'd like to correspond, you have any questions, you can email me at imaginarystations@gmail.com. That's imaginarystations@gmail.com. Until next time, 73, and wishing you many blessings.